This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great day. The stock market up 335 points, back up well over 30,000, gaining a lot of the ground, regaining a lot of the ground that it had lost the last couple of days. Why? And the answer is because of things that happened yesterday. Yesterday, we made progress fighting two pandemics. First of all, the vaccines arrived and began being distributed. And there is general confidence, a feeling that we haven't turned the corner yet. It's going to take a while before it actually registers in terms of statistics and people's need to be careful and the limitations that we all face because of COVID-19. But the truth of the matter is, that now we have a direction to go, which is going to lead us back to normal life probably at some point in the next couple of months. At the same time, we had another pandemic that was paralyzing the country. It was a pandemic of paranoia and of accusation and calls about a stolen election and conspiracy theorizing on both sides. All of a sudden, that seems a lot calmer, doesn't it? There is acknowledgement today throughout the Republican Party that Joe Biden is president-elect of the United States. He spoke last night. The electors voted yesterday all across the United States in all 50 states. And it does seem that America is ready to move along and move into the future. And the future is going to be a peaceful transition of power, which is one of the most sacred and cherished positions in American life. Okay, first of all, it's just extraordinarily encouraging to see the overwhelming reaction by almost everybody except for Louis Farrakhan. We will get to Louis Farrakhan coming up because he's also playing a role in this Georgia runoff. Because he has been strongly supported in the past by Raphael Warnock, one of the two Democratic candidates who is running for one of those Senate seats. Pastor Warnock is running against Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbent. We will get to that. But there was this report on CNN, and this is clip one. And they reported live from George Washington Hospital in Washington, D.C., as frontline workers there were among the very first to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Listen.
This is sort of the ceremonial kickoff for the Trump administration at the success, essentially, of Operation Warp Speed. Doses of the Pfizer vaccine got delivered here to the hospital this morning. They had about 3 minutes in order to unpack these doses, to get them moved into the ultra-cold freezers. And then they were de-thawing one of those vials ahead of the vaccinations this afternoon. So inside there were some remarks from the Surgeon General as well as Secretary Azar. And now they're taking in the first five hospital workers here at GW Hospital who will get vaccinated. These are a combination of folks who work in the emergency department, who work as anesthesiologists, and who work in labor and delivery. So a very big day here, as well as across the country.
Okay, and a good deal to give the Trump administration some credit for getting these vaccines in. Today, breaking news, we may be getting a second vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, 94% successful. And that could be approved today. It could be approved within days and could be out there so people actually have more access than before. This is all incredibly good news, incredibly positive news. We're going to be talking about how some of that impacts the Seattle area with the chief medical officer at Evergreen Health and the medical director for infectious disease at Evergreen Health up in Kirkland, which was the first major hospital to actually deal with COVID-19 patients. And we're also going to be speaking later on about the new drive after this election has been settled. Okay, now time to get rid of the Electoral College. Is it really a religious-based defense of the Electoral College? No, really, we will get to that also later in a very, very busy show. I mentioned that when it came to the vaccines, not everybody was celebrating. Louis Farrakhan, who is 87 years old, but the fact that you're 87 years old doesn't take away the fact that you're a crackpot, that you're a bigot, that you're a demagogue, that you are a religious operator who becomes fabulously wealthy by basically promoting a religion that you yourself largely invented. He is not a real Muslim. But Louis Farrakhan had this to say, this is clip 7, about the vaccine that the rest of America is celebrating. Listen.
Those of you who are health professionals, they want you to take it first. And then they'll say to you, if it ain't moving good enough, you notice they're offering you money now?
Come on, man. Go ahead.
When had this devil ever offered you $1,000 or $1,500 to take a shot?
Teach, dear master. Teach.
None of that's true.
Teach.
They give you free shots of toxic waste.
Yes, sir.
Free.
My God.
The same lead that's in the water in Flint is in the water in Detroit, is in the water in Cleveland. You watch, it's in the water in Chicago. You ain't free. You on a death watch.
Okay, basically, this is of great concern to health authorities because, as people know, it's a tragic thing. Black people and Latino people have been particularly at risk for COVID-19. And a lot of that has to do with living arrangements. I know that with when you have families living together in multi-generational situations, and particularly with Hispanic families in New York, which was the early center for the pandemic, a lot of that had to do with grandmother and then a parents' generation and children all living together in the same household and all helping to infect each other. And right now, it's particularly important that you don't have the small percentage, the minority of people, according to some of the polling that's been done, there are 60% of all Americans who say, yes, I'm eager to take a vaccine, but only 40% of black Americans. So Farrakhan doesn't help with that. He doesn't help at all. He urged his followers who work in healthcare to reject the vaccine, and he said, those of you who are health professionals, they want you to take it first. When he's referring to that deal that they want to offer you $1,000 or $1,500 to take a shot, they don't. That was a suggestion that was made by John Delaney, but none of it is true. Now, all of this relates very directly, and it does, to the ongoing and very, very hot runoff election in Georgia that is going to determine control of the U.S. Senate. Why? Because Raphael Warnock, the Democratic nominee for the Senate seat that's held right now by Senator Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock has been a longtime supporter of Farrakhan. We'll play for you when we come back some of what Reverend Warnock said about Louis Farrakhan back in 2013. The point about all of this is it's bigotry. Bigotry is unacceptable. You should be able to call it out if it's anti-black bigotry, if it's anti-white bigotry. In the speech that I was just playing you some of from Saturday, it was from this Saturday, Farrakhan referred to white people as devils repeatedly. That's part of his theology. And referred to white people as crackers. Is that okay? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. On the MedVet Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, this is not encouragement for Rudolph Giuliani. No, it's not. He doesn't need any encouragement from Chuck Berry for Run, Run, Rudolph. But it is encouragement to to enjoy the holiday season with all of the wide variety of Christmas music and, yes, of Hanukkah music, including all kinds of novelty songs, as they say. What is it? Grandma has hit Grandma with a reindeer, something. I forget that one, but I'm yes, we should forget that one. Okay, speaking of things that people would like to forget, Raphael Warnock, who I mentioned, he is making his first big run for political office, and basically he took on the Democratic nomination for United States Senate. And there was a divided Republican field, and so no Republican got 50%. And they have the kind of primary in Georgia that's becoming more and more popular around the country. They have it in California, we have it in Washington, they have it in Louisiana, where basically you have all the names on the ballot. And the top two names, even if it's two Republicans, if it's two Democrats, the top two names then run in a general election. And what happened in the primary is there were two major Republican candidates, the incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler and Congressman Doug Collins. And they divided the Republican vote, and therefore nobody came close, really, to getting that 50%. And so here we have this runoff. I certainly hope that Pastor Warnock does not make it over the line and become a United States Senator, first of all, because that would help the Democrats in their drive to take control of the U.S. Senate. And it's ironic today, because one of the very good bits of news today is they appear to be making progress. Part of the reason the market is up so strongly, they appear to be making progress and getting some kind of a new stimulus bill, new relief bill through the Congress before they go home for Christmas break. But Raphael Warnock actually believes that Pastor Minister Farrakhan is a help to Christianity. At least that's what he said back in 2013, just 7 years ago. Listen to Pastor Warnock.
Well, the Nation of Islam is significant, but its numbers don't come anywhere near the membership of our churches. Its voice has been important, and its voice has been important even for the development of black theology, because it was the black Muslims who challenged black preachers and said, you're promulgating, you know, they call the white man's religion. And that's a slave religion. You're telling people to focus on heaven, meanwhile they're catching hell. And so we've needed the witness of the Nation of Islam in a real sense to put a fire under us and keep us honest about the meaning of the proclamation coming from our pulpits.
Okay, is he for real saying that the Nation of Islam was right, saying that Christianity is a white man's religion, a slave religion? Because that is, of course, what Raphael Warnock has said. How can anyone vote for this guy? He previously has trafficked with all sorts of other anti-Semites. And by the way, one of the things that's interesting to me is listening to little selections. I can't listen to an entire Louis Farrakhan speech. Life is too short, and the speeches are too long. Minister Farrakhan tends to speak even longer than President Trump at one of his rallies, and he goes on and he goes on and he goes on. But he believes now, and he's gone on record saying it, that basically the COVID vaccination, not the virus itself, but the vaccination, is a plot by Anthony Fauci and George Soros and Bill Gates to try to destroy the population of planet Earth, to kill, in particular, to kill black people. And what it leads me to believe, there are elements of QAnon that have crept into Minister Farrakhan's demented brain. But the idea that Raphael Warnock says that the theology of the Nation of Islam is very, very important for the emergence of black theology. You know what the Nation of Islam believes, and it's right there in their material. You can read it. They believe that white people were created in a laboratory as devils. They were created to destroy the world. And that ultimately, when the world comes to an end, the world blows up, there will be a gigantic, really, really big flying saucer that's going to come to Earth and rescue all the people of color and take them all to the flying saucer, and then the rest of the Earth will be, boom, exploded and blown up, and all the bad white people will be killed. Now, again, trafficking with somebody like that and then appearing together with other well-known anti-Semites and Farrakhan sympathizers like Rashida Tlaib, yes, she came to Georgia, and like Ilhan Omar and Linda Sarsour. Now, all of these people are lining up for the Warnock campaign. Now, it's true. Today, at some point, I believe this evening, the president-elect, Joe Biden, is going to be going to Georgia to campaign for the Democratic candidates there. It's very important that Republicans, regardless of how you feel about Trump or how you feel about the election or how you feel about the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, President Trump just put out a tweet today. He retweeted a tweet by Lynn Wood that suggested that Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, conservative Republican, should be in jail, because he basically failed to stop the certification of the votes in Georgia, and Georgia electors actually going for Joe Biden because he, for the somewhat relevant fact that he actually won the election in Georgia. With all of that going on, there was also a milestone today. We will play it for you on the floor of the Senate. And it's a kind of thing that has taken a while, but it has also moved us forward. There's a Yuval Levin, who I think is one of the best conservative thinkers and commentators right now. He's with American Enterprise Institute. He said yesterday, this day feels like a turning point because in both cases, he's talking about the vaccine and the Electoral College, we have reality breaking through, a legally mandated deadline to end the election cycle being met in an orderly way, and a carefully reviewed and tested vaccine. Those are things to celebrate. We'll talk a little bit later about what it means, particularly for the Puget Sound area and for medical frontline workers, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has delivered on his pledge to develop a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine in record time. During her White House press briefing on Tuesday, McEnany was asked if everyone should get the vaccine.
Absolutely. Look, these are vaccines that he oversaw the development of. He has great confidence in. He wants to see all Americans get this vaccine, and he wants to see the most vulnerable among us get it first.
Millions of Americans are preparing for a powerful nor'easter targeting the Atlantic seaboard. The storm set to drop as much as a foot of snow from Boston to New York. More snowfall is expected in other parts of the region with heavy ice that could cause power outages. Freezing rain also will be in the forecast for parts of Virginia and West Virginia, along with wet weather further south. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, the big moment came at the floor of the United States Senate. And yes, it is a big and historic moment, and it represents a step forward for the United States of America. And I think it's one of the reasons that the atmosphere in this country is in the process of changing and maybe getting a little bit more hopeful, a little bit more cooperative. Again, they're close to making a deal to have a meaningful stimulus package to keep the government funded. If they don't make the deal to keep the government funded, remember last time they only made a deal for 1 week. That expires on Saturday, this coming Saturday. So, guys, let's get it done. And maybe it'll be easier now after Mitch McConnell made the epic announcement. That's cut three.
6 weeks ago, Americans voted in this year's general election. The legal and constitutional processes have continued to play out since then. Yesterday, electors met in all 50 states. So as of this morning, our country has officially a president-elect and a vice-president-elect. Many millions of us had hoped the presidential election would yield a different result. But our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The president-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
Okay, that's Mitch McConnell speaking. He might have also mentioned it is our first person of color who is a vice president for the very first time. The reason he didn't do that is because there's some dispute about Charles Curtis. Charles Curtis was a registered member of a tribe. I believe his ancestry was 1/8 or 1/4 Native American, and he was the vice president with Herbert Hoover. And so people don't particularly like to bring up that example, but that he may have stolen the thunder. He was vice president even before Kamala Harris. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked a question about the Electoral College vote yesterday and the comments by Mitch McConnell. No, she wasn't meant to give the trivia answer about Charles Curtis, but here is what she said in response about moving on. Now that Mitch McConnell is moving on and accepting Joe Biden as the president-elect, listen.
Now that the Electoral College has voted, does the president acknowledge that Joe Biden is the president-elect? Does he have any plans to invite him here to the White House?
The president is still involved in ongoing litigation related to the election. Yesterday's vote was one step in the constitutional process, so I will leave that to him and refer you to the campaign for more on that litigation.
What was his reaction to Leader McConnell today congratulating Joe Biden and calling him the president-elect?
I haven't gotten the president's reaction to that yet, but the president, again, is pursuing ongoing litigation, would refer you to the campaign for further.
And what's the path forward, though, for litigation? If the votes have been certified, if the Electoral College has voted, there doesn't seem to be a legal recourse at this point.
The campaign would have more specifics for you on legal recourse, but yesterday was one step in the constitutional process leading up to the January 20th date in the Constitution.
Okay. Whatever course of litigation that President Trump says he's pursuing, I think he's making other plans. And by the way, other plans with the new Attorney General, Jeffrey Rosen, who was the deputy under Bill Barr. Bill Barr continuing, by the way, in his post until the 23rd of December when he's going home to spend the holidays with his family. And is there bad blood between Bill Barr, who resigned yesterday, and President Trump? They were both at great pains to insist that there wasn't. Is there bad blood that is profoundly still preventing the President of the United States from acknowledging Joe Biden's win? Well, even Geraldo Rivera over at Fox News, who has been basically very, very positive toward President Trump, is suggesting that maybe, just maybe, it's time to move forward. One of the things that was of concern to many people yesterday is that in five different states, there were groups of Republicans who assembled with no official standing at all, but to go ahead and conduct their own alternative, non-legal Electoral College votes, where they went ahead with their own slates of Republican electors and voted for Trump. Now, they didn't do this everywhere, but they did this in enough states so that if those votes by those electors were given credit by the Congress of the United States or by some other body, that would put Trump over the top with a margin of more than 270 electoral votes. It's not going to happen. It's not there right now. And here's what Geraldo Rivera had to say about it. Listen.
It is over. I want the president, my friend, the current president, the 45th president, to understand it is over. The Electoral College has voted. The longer we drag this out, the more we damage the fabric of our democracy. And almost as important, or the sidebar is, it also damages the legacy of President Trump, who should be taking a victory lap right now, celebrating the vaccine that he almost single-handedly forced the scientific community to get ready to save millions of lives.
Okay, Ben Ginsburg, who has been a lifelong Republican, he was one of the leading Republican election lawyers who helped get George W. Bush to secure his victory back in 2000, says concerning yesterday's events, it is a cosmic convergence. Always a good phrase. And what's good about both of the events occurring on the same day is really it can provide a turning point for a nation that really wants a turning point. The day played out, says the New York Times, in a remarkable fashion as television viewers watched images of healthcare workers receiving life-saving injections, juxtaposed with live shots from state capitals around the country showing electors casting votes formally confirming the victory of President-elect Joseph R. Biden Jr. and Vice President-elect Kamala D. Harris. I am one of the very few people who actually made a big point of watching Joe Biden's speech last night. The speech was fine. It was not particularly substantive. It was basically, again, we have to move on. We had a good election. The election was solid. It wasn't stolen. We go forward now. One thing that I am sure many people have noticed, I haven't heard too many of my colleagues yet today, but I'm sure any of my colleagues who saw the speech noted, Joe Biden had a cough. He was clearing his throat. Not quite that bad, but he did have a cough, and of course, my wife, being very COVID conscious, said, wait a minute, COVID-19? I don't think so. Certainly that would be very, very big news, but it wouldn't change the election result. The election result is there. And there's another series of interviews that were done with people who went to some of the pro-Trump Stop the Steal rallies, including the Jericho March on Saturday. And you know what? A reasonable, patriotic, positive reaction. I'll tell you all about it coming up on the MedVet Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show. Right now, there does appear to be a little bit of an improvement in the national mood. Part of it having to do with the prospect of some kind of COVID relief measure. No, it won't be extending the unemployment benefits by $600. Now it'll be reduced, but there will still be extended benefits. It means that people won't be cut off right at the Christmas season, right at this holiday season. There would be increased funds for the PPP, for the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been so successful in protecting jobs. There would be money for distributing vaccines. All of this led Warren Buffett on CNBC to speak fairly passionately about why Congress has to get their act together. This is clip 10.
We are in the process of dashing the dreams that will turn, in many cases, turn into the employees of thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people later on. And those people were not in a position to say, well, you know, I'll just take another $25,000 from Grandpa or, you know, or whoever it may be and start all over again. They put everything they've got into the businesses they're in, and Congress should act. I mean,
okay, Congress should act. And again, there's been so much attention to the plight of restaurants that are being shut down. If nothing else, some kind of immediate relief. This is one of the reasons that it's actually two members of Congress who seem to have nothing in common. Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, who is a very conservative Republican. Certainly he would be someone who would be to the right of President Trump on most major issues. He's one of the most outspoken conservatives in the Senate. he is together with Bernie Sanders on something. You know what it is? They both say that they're going to stop any bill. They're going to stop an even emergency funding bill to keep the government operating unless the Congress of the United States does something to send out another $1,200 basically stimulus check to Americans across the board, which would make a gigantic difference. That means if you're a couple, you get $2,400. There's also additional money if you have children at home. And that, it's unlikely that that will be in this bill, but is it likely that that would be in some kind of bill after the 20th of January when there is a brand new president? I think it is. By the way, President Trump, I believe, also favors that $1,200 idea, so who knows? It could even happen before he leaves office. One of the things that they have done on this whole relief package idea is, and by the way, the market's still holding at 300 points plus for the Dow Jones and 43 points plus for the S&P. All of that's good. But one of the ideas that they've put forward, and for the first time, Mitch McConnell has gotten directly involved, and that's a good thing, is the idea of dividing this package into two different bills so that they could first pass one bill that would provide emergency relief, protection for renters who are about to get evicted, money to provide for more rapid distribution of the vaccine that would not touch the idea of relief for state and local governments, which is toxic for Republicans, because the argument Republicans have is a lot of these are blue states that were not well run by Democratic governors. Why should they take money away from red states, which have done a better job handling things? And also, blue states have, by and large, done a more damage to their own economy with tougher lockdowns and not, by the way, necessarily providing better statistics in terms of the outcomes for handling the coronavirus. But we will see about that. The state and local relief would be in a separate bill, together with the liability protections. The liability protections are very important because they protect businesses from nonsense lawsuits that end up justifying and benefiting really only lawyers. But the liability protections, of course, the Democratic Party being a almost wholly owned subsidiary of the American Bar Association, doesn't like any restrictions on liability. So those two items that the Democrats would have to swallow hard to allow the liability protections, the Republicans would have to swallow hard to allow the bailout of state and local governments, they're put in a separate bill by itself. If that doesn't pass, okay, it doesn't pass. But meanwhile, the emergency unemployment relief, the emergency funds through the Paycheck Protection Program, the protection for small businesses, that would go through and go through immediately. And all of this might actually help the American mood. Now, it's easy to overstate the meaning of this, but there is a new Gallup poll with the headline, "Americans' Mental Health Ratings Sink to New Low." And the question is, who's rating mental health? Well, here's the headline at the lead. It says, "Americans' latest assessment of their mental health is worse than it has been at any point in the last two decades." 76% of U.S. adults still rate their own mental health positively, but that's a 9-point decline from 2019. Here's the question about this rating. A lot of people who are seriously mentally ill, who have very, very bad mental health, think they're perfect. They think, oh, I'm fine. It's the rest of the world that's crazy. I may see flying pink elephants flapping their wings around me. I may be a believer in a conspiracy theory involving Norwegian trolls running the world and drinking the blood of everybody else, but I'm the only one who sees it clearly. I have excellent mental health. The problem is, it is a serious matter if you have a substantial number of people, and all of a sudden we do, who don't rate their mental health well. Every year since 2000, Gallup has asked Americans as part of its November Health and Healthcare Survey to say whether their own mental or emotional well-being is excellent, good, only fair, or poor. The reading for those rating their mental health as excellent or good has ranged from 81 to 89% whenever this poll has been given. This year it dropped to 76%. Although the majority of U.S. adults continue to rate their mental health as good or excellent, far fewer say it is only fair or poor. The latest fair or poor ratings have now gone up to 23% of Americans rate their mental health or emotional well-being as only fair or poor. Is this because of the pandemic? Well, of course it has to do with the pandemic, but more than that, I think it has to do with just generally the alarming news we've been getting all year long. And if you think about it, all of the big news events of the year, there's been very little that's been deeply comforting, has there? I mean, do you think it was deeply comforting to see riots in cities all across the country? There is a story that we're going to get to, and I need to get to it because it's a profoundly revealing story, not only the crazy attempt that is going forward to try to excuse almost every imaginable crime, including assault, if you live in Seattle. And if you live in Seattle and you're suffering from poverty or mental illness, which means if you're homeless, basically, if you're suffering from poverty or mental illness, then that can be a defense against being prosecuted for all kinds of misdemeanors, including assault, property destruction, exposing yourself, and more. We will get to that insanity coming up. And we'll also get to one of the things that you can learn about the importance of various institutions in the midst of a pandemic and a painful period for our country. Which institution provides particular relief and should be an essential service during this time where people say mental health ratings sink to new lows? We will get to that. And no, it's not your local street corner psychiatrist. It's something even more significant for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.